This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III here on this rainy Wednesday here in Kansas City, Missouri. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning in on this Wednesday here. I recorded an episode yesterday, and I did not get out last night, so I'm going to try to fit it in here as this day goes along. It is currently raining, so if you hear it raining in the background, I can't do anything about that. So I'm sorry about that. But again, K-State fans, if it's your first time listening to this podcast, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to do so. And then go ahead, if you have not already, I advise you to like, subscribe to this podcast. It's a unique podcast, all things K-State sports. Whether that is we're covering football, men's women's basketball, women's volleyball, which we'll get into momentarily, and so much more, especially if you're a K-State fan. And go ahead, hit that alarm button every time we post content every day. And finally, last but not least, I have finally posted a couple of episodes over on the Audioboom page. Not Audioboom, what am I talking about? Podbean. I have so much going on podcasting-wise. It's crazy. Podbean app. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. Two episodes are up there right now. Fresh content for you, for myself and Alex Aiden. The first one is all about, well, it's mainly me. And then the second episode I posted last night was regards to myself and Alex Aiden talking about what's going on this week with K-State sports. All right, K-State volleyball tonight continues that tough stretch, and you get these games at home. Morgan Family Arena tonight, and I don't know how the weather is over there right now, but you're facing another top 20 opponent. Of course, they're coming off a loss on the road against 11th-ranked Arizona State. We are talking about K-State women's volleyball tonight, 6:30 tip, or 6:30 serve, first serve, is a little after 6:30 against Baylor, 17th ranked Baylor. The Cats, if you've been in and out of women's volleyball right now, they're 9-12 going into this match. But at least for right now, Big 12 wise, anyways, mostly throughout the Big 12 conference play, Jason Mansfield's team been staying over 500, 7-5 right now. And recently, they had a three-game winning streak that came to a close on the road in the state of Arizona. And look, they have an opportunity to possibly, and I said this already, and I'll say it again, I'm gonna play it on the safe side. And hey, you get both of these games, yeah, that's going to be huge. But if you get one, you split them, that's better. But you can't drop these two games here. And look, case the tough schedule early that women's volleyball, that Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team, second year, put together, it started to pay off. And can you upset one of these two teams there as well? Look, Baylor and TCU coming in to this stretch, or coming to this week anyways, are tied for third in the Big 12 right now. Baylor, speaking of winning streak, is on coming into Manhattan tonight on a 7-match winning streak there. Hopefully, can K-State and Leah Carter break that tonight? We'll see about that. We'll have if you're every day of this podcast, been following along postcast after everyone's volleyball game the next day. And of course, we'll talk football previewing Arizona State here in another day or so, because we got basketball tomorrow, football weekend. Crazy stuff going on there as well. K-State a year ago split the season series with both of these teams. So, hey, look, you beat them. Can you do it again? Can you sweep them? You get them both in your own building. So we'll see what happens there. And for Jason Mansfield, this was his first conference win against TCU last year there as well. So look, we know K-State wants volleyball. We know that they can play. I mean, it was shaky early on. I'm like, what's going on here? But since the injuries, fortunately, it's Greg Grigorowski is out for the year. Jordan Williams, I believe, was hurt as well at one point. She'll be back at some point. I don't know when. It could be tonight. It could be the next match. I don't know that. I'm not that close to the team. Again, we have other experts that are a little bit more close to the team than we are out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Excuse me. But, yeah, absolutely. You have an opportunity here to possibly, and we did it up. I did an update on the Big 12 standings on the last volleyball episode. They're locked up with BYU right now, I believe. And I believe another team, I know either Utah, I want to say Houston. No, Houston. It was Houston behind K-State. Yeah, Houston was behind K-State by a game. So K-State, they need to stay atop half of the league. And why not do it by upsetting these two teams there as well? So tonight, Baylor, 17th ranked in the country, 6:30 first serve there. And again, you're right back at it with TCU, 18th ranked. So you got the 11th ranked team. You already played them, Arizona State. You got Baylor tonight, 17th ranked. And tomorrow and Friday night, you got the 18th ranked in the team. So 18th ranked team in the volleyball poll there as well. So Izzy had a brain freeze for him. Izzy, Aaliyah Carter, and L. Larkin and company will look to get this win there as well here tonight as well. So let's see. I wanted to see something else here. I want to point something else there as well. Yeah, so Baylor tonight, right? Baylor, 17th ranked in the country. There we go. The Bears, we already said that. And then, of course, let's see. Yeah, Baylor is fourth in the Big 12. In three categories, aces per set, opponent hitting percentage, and blocks per set there as well. And they bring top player Elite, one of the best players into Manhattan tonight. Elise McGee is second in the conference with 36 total aces on the season there. And Jackie Barrett Frazier leads the Bears with an average of assists of 8, and she has 22 aces of the year as well. So K-State, all-time series against Baylor, 30-28. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. If you hear it raining outside, yes, it is raining here in KC, Missouri, Eddie Greer III, and it's supposed to be raining again later on. So I can't run away with this weather, rainy weather, but it's steadily raining outside. So if you hear that, I can't do anything about that. It's Mother Nature out there going on as well. Again, going back, K-Snake snapped a team-match losing streak against Baylor a year ago as well. So, yeah, so K-State looks to run it back tonight. Literally, they upset them a year ago. Can they do it again tonight? And they look to stay up in the top half, upper half of the Big 12. Jason Mansfield, Aaliyah Carter, Izzy, and the rest of the team will look to bounce back after getting beat by Arizona State in four sets. Remember, they split against Arizona on the road against the Arizona teams. They beat Arizona They swept Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. Go check on that. I did a podcast on it. And then Arizona State, they lost in four against the 11th ranked Arizona State. So you're back home, friends, in the friendly confines. We'll see what they do tonight. Again, we'll have postcasts for you guys in the morning on this matchup. But if you're in Manhattan, definitely go support volleyball team as they look to stay, as look to upset Baylor for the second year in a row in Manhattan, Kansas there. And if you can't be in Manhattan tonight, definitely follow it on ESPN Plus, the Big 12 Now app, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or wherever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. That's going to wrap things up on this volleyball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer out there. Well, Eddie Greer here. I'm not out there right now, but Eddie, I'm here right now in KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.